This is the Old Homegrown Spotlight, powered by Sweetwater Studios. World-class recording studios for local musicians, located in the heart of Sweetwater's campus. Learn more at sweetwaterstudios.com.
Hello, I'm Jessie May, and this is Alt Homegrown Spotlight, powered by Sweetwater Studios on Alt
1023. Wild baby.
Well, I started playing guitar in, like, when I was 16. And my parents are both musicians, so my mom has an amazing voice. It's ridiculous, effortless. My dad is a drummer and a guitar player. And they were in a band before any of the kids were born, so that was really cool. My dad had a big, like, white guy afro. So I've always been into music, and when I started playing guitar, I was, like, really excited about, like, showing off my voice to my friends and stuff, and I never really, like, did anything with it until I met my husband, Dave, who was the lead singer of Jettingham. And, you know, I was drawn to him because he invited me to a show, obviously, so I went to see music. And then he kind of just, like, kept pushing, like, you need to do this. And he started a band called Heroes for Ghosts. I was like, I think I'm going to weasel my way into this band before we got married. And so I did. I learned how to play the bass, and I was, like, this chick bass player for Heroes for Ghosts. And we got to play in, like, Pierre's and Columbia Street, and we did the Battle of the Bands. That was really fun. And then Dave and I got married, and then we started having kids. And so, like, music just stopped for a while. It went to the back burner. And in between one of the kids, I decided I want to do it again. So I got, I started a, like, acoustic duo with my friend Brittany. And she was, like, the harmonizer, and she's got a great voice. And we played out for probably a year, and then I got pregnant again. So after the fifth baby, which was my last one, who's almost two now, I started seeing Amara doing stuff all over social media. And I saw her, my niece Amara Gilrain, playing, like, out at TED's and writing music and, like, posting all of these, like, really cool songs. She wrote one about my mother-in-law that's, like, a tearjerker. It's so sweet. And I was like, man, I want to do that. I want to be like Amara. So I just started writing.
Windows, blue skies, breeze blows outside.
In my bio, you will read that I am a neurodivergent singer-songwriter. And so, like, I'm, like, trying to embrace that. I'm actually on the autism spectrum. And so that's something that I kind of want to just bring to the world, bring some awareness. And, you know, a lot of my songs are about being on the autism spectrum and, like, the struggles that I have specifically with, like, social interaction and, like, overstimulation and stuff like that. So that's why my album coming out is called Spectrum, not only because that's me, but also all of my songs are on a spectrum too. They're just, like, all over the place.
You know I'm happy, but I relate to sad. It's easy to pull from all the pain I've had. I feel it more than most, you know. When it happened, it overflowed. 10 years or 15 now, it made me who I am somehow. 10 years or 15 now, it made me who I am somehow. Took me down and made me bleed. Into every inch of me. Thought I'd never learn how to breathe again. 10 years or 15 now. It made me who I am somehow. 10 years or 15 now. It made me who I am somehow. Pieces of me, it's my story. The bad makes it beautiful, worth millions. And the sad turns incredible into something inexplicable. Oh, 10 years or 15 now. It made me who I am some. You know I'm happy, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Alt Homegrown Spotlight, powered by Sweetwater Studios. World-class recording studios for local musicians, located in the heart of Sweetwater's campus. Learn more at sweetwaterstudios.com. We want to hear from local artists for Alt Homegrown Spotlight. Submit your band today at alt1023fm.com.